Agenda is conditional use number 2614, FFP DE Vines Creek LLC.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for solar arrays to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Sussex County containing 24.97 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the north side of Vines Creek Road, which is Route 26, approximately 0.31 mile west of Sandy Landing Road, which is Sussex County Route 342. The 911 address is 32507 Vines Creek Road, Dagsborough, and the tax parcel ID is District 134, Map 10, Parcel 31.00. Submitted into the record, Madam Chair, we have a copy of the applicant's presentation materials, we have a copy of the staff analysis report, we have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan, we have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response letter, and we have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, and I would note we have received zero comments. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Whitehouse. Is there someone here representing this application? I think there is.
And on the we submitted a presentation.
Okay, can we have your name first, please?
Kelsey Crane, project manager from Forefront Power.
Thank you.
But we don't have to pull it up unless it, because it sort of like the project. I don't want to be repetitive on stuff that you've all have already heard. It was just a quick, brief run through of Forefront and the project. So maybe we just start with the site plan that you guys were showing for all the other ones, and if we need to come back to the presentation, we can.
So, okay, yep.
Right. I'm Kelsey Crane. I'm a project manager with Forefront Power, presenting this community solar project, which is a 1.992 megawatt AC project. It is community solar. It's located on a parcel that's about 24 acres, and we're going to use about 10 acres of that. It's an AR1 project. It's fixed tilt, so it's not a tracker. The inverter is centrally located. The height is about 12 feet, and similar to a lot of these are going to be similar to the other project. The other project, we're looking to use a pollinator-friendly seed mix with no pesticides or herbicides used. There are no batteries on this project, and the vegetative screening is at the very front of the project, and the rest we have not currently proposed any because of existing vegetation. It's covered with vegetation at the moment. And we already have Delmarva interconnection approval. We'll have no signs at the project other than the required 24-hour contact information, no lighting. The land is not actively farmed. And that's just a brief one. Do you have anything to add?
No, that's about it for the project. Rick Roseberry, I'm with Colliers Engineering and Design also. I just want to add, we actually reached out to the Millville Fire Department on this, and interestingly, they have no solar projects in their jurisdiction, so we went down there a few weeks ago and actually had an education session with them on the project. We talked about how they would fight a fire on it. The state fire marshal actually attended this meeting, and we have agreed to them that once this project goes live, or right before it goes live, we will have an on-site meeting with the fire department so that they can walk through everything, they can know where all the disconnects are, how the system operates, and really familiarize with it. So we got a pretty positive feedback from the fire department.
I appreciate you reaching out to them. That's a big step. I would have thought that was Dagsborough's territory, but it's Millville.
Yeah.
All right. Does that conclude your presentation? All right. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Mears again.
I don't have any, Madam Chair.
Mr. Allen?
Vince, are we okay with no buffer, even though there's trees?
Well, the issue is... The issue with that is that the code, my computer working, requires a landscape buffer strip of open space, a minimum of 100 feet from any street lines and 50 feet from all property lines. So I don't know if that applies in this instance, given those dimensional requirements.
We meet the dimensional requirements, but because the site's really overgrown.
Okay.
Now and vacant, we're basically keeping the existing vegetation.
So it's going to be like a carve out, I guess, where the
you're going to clear the land
in the midst of the
exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Exactly. And it just didn't seem to make sense to remove all the vegetation.
Okay. Okay.
No other questions from me.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Collins.
No questions from me. Thank you,
Mr. Webb.
No questions.
That's worse. Okay, and I do not have any questions either.
One quick question. Just to confirm. Oh, turn it off. I'm doing great here tonight. I think it was a 24.97 acre site. How much of this, and I apologize if you said this, how much of the site is being used by the solar array?
I believe we're about a little over 10.
Okay. Okay. That's what I thought. I just want to make sure we had that correct. Right, that's all I had.
Okay. Thank you. All right. If you'd like to have a seat, we'll see if anyone has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use numbers 2614 FFPDE Vines Creek LLC in favor? Is anyone here who would like to speak in opposition? Does anyone else have any comments or questions from the panel? Okay, there being none, I will close the hearing for conditional use number 2614 FFPDE Vines Creek LLC. Mr. Mears, do you have a motion?
Mr. Robertson, do you have a motion on this one, or should we defer?
I think we should defer just for consistency's sake, yeah.
Okay. Madam Chair, I make the motion to defer conditional use 2614 FFP DE Vines Creek LLC.
I second the motion.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2614 FFP DE Vines Creek LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries 5-0. Next item.